Her brave journey began at midlife. It was a journey that included incarceration, breast cancer, failed marriages, broken relationships. How could she overcome? Well, you're going to find out today on The Bravehearted Woman. Hey, beautiful Bravehearts. It's Dawn Damon, Braveheart mentor and vision architect. And this is the Bravehearted Woman podcast. Here we talk all things mindset, health, goals, dreams, and habits for midlife women so we can design the second half of life as the best half of life. I know how scary it can be to arrive at midlife and find yourself stuck and unfulfilled. It's difficult to take brave steps that lead to transformation, but I've done it and you can too. Now I'm here to help you ignite the flame of your imagination so you can see what's possible. You can reach your goals and achieve all your dreams. Are you ready? Come on, let's get brave. Welcome all you beautiful brave hearts. So great to be with you once again today. And listen, if you're struggling, if you find yourself stuck, if you think, I am such a loser, I can't do anything, I want you to interrupt those thoughts because I'm bringing you good news today. My guest today is an overcomer. She's a lifestyle empowerment alchemist. We'll have to hear what that's all about. A coach, an author, a speaker, and she's a prominent figure in personal development with more than 25 years as an educational counselor and a psychotherapist. She's here to share today how she turned her crisis into opportunity. Please welcome our guest, Rhonda Farah. Hello, Rhonda.
Hello, John, and thank you so much for having me as your guest. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
I am too, especially when I was reading all the things and learning about you and getting to know you a little bit. You're a highly successful woman. You're very educated. You have mad skills, which we respect. And yet your journey does include hardship and crisis and trials. Talk to us a little bit about your story.
Well, you're right. I have plenty of credentials and certifications, but my real credentials are the credentials of life. That which I called forward to myself, or the subconscious mind did, because she's very brilliant, much more brilliant than our conscious mind. In order to, couple things, to heal from whatever I had to heal from, which was before all my escapades, incarceration, breast cancer, failed relationships and marriages, financial ruin. That was before all that. So who? Because I had lost my sense of self, with a capital S, my godling self. I didn't, where did I put her? You know, it's like, so I called these things forward to become awakened and aware, as well as to have these messes in my life so that I could provide a message to others, to be of service to others. So
yes,
they were instances. Yeah, I think I was about 41. I'm 67 now. And it's like, okay, I'm not getting this, God. I've never had a speeding ticket. Oh, why am I being incarcerated? Incidentally, it was a non-drug related, non-violent crime.
Okay.
And we'll get into why, because, you know, God has plans. Even when we don't, we do need to get out of the way. And then incidents of breast cancer. I'm an athlete. I'm an avid runner. Well, now I jog. I jog and I, you know, after 50 years of running. And it's like, okay, but I don't understand breast cancer. Never took any street drugs. Did the right things health-wise. I'm a nurturer, a nourisher. I'm in the service business, okay? Helping others business. So that was, you know, like, okay. And then failed relationships, okay? One right after another. And I came to the point of, I put aside, although I have the toolbox of being a psychotherapist, I put that hat aside and became an alchemist.
What's the difference?
Okay, many people say, what is, you know, what do you do? And so, well, alchemy is the precursor to chemistry. I am not a left brain person at all. But an alchemist takes the rough edges and fine-tunes them into being a precious metal. That's what I do, and as an author and as a speaker as well. So I coach you to be your own alchemist, to take that which does not serve, hasn't served you, make it work for you rather than anything less. So as an alchemist, I take the joys, the sorrows, the successes, help others do that, just as I continue to do myself. And as well as the sorrow, the adversity, more than struggle and challenge, I think you've gotten the picture as you introduced me, and make it work for us rather than anything else. Make the mess work for a message for us within and to help others understand that they are not alone. May not be the exact same situations, maybe, but we are not alone. And many people think they're alone. Okay, I thought I was in a made-for-TV movie for nearly 20 years.
I guess so. Okay, so I have a question. So
Yes.
before all of those things happened, there had to have been a belief or an operating system that was working. It was a program that was working that somehow was sabotaging you. And I don't want to use all this esoteric language, but we have learned that really more than what we can have skills and we can have education. But if we have a narration, a belief, a story going on inside of ourselves that says you're not worthy or you don't deserve this, or no one's going to love you because if they only knew what you were really like or what you've done, did you have some kind of programming that was working against you?
That was before. I was the people pleaser. Okay. I nourished and nurtured everyone but myself, but I was a people pleaser. And in order to be a people pleaser, I thought I needed to be ultra successful. Okay. So I entered into a business relationship with people that I didn't do any due diligence on. It's my own fault. And I got left holding what I call the bag. Okay. And but I called it forward. And I called it forward to learn lessons that I need to learn, that I am whole, perfect, and complete, that I am enough just the way I am, that I am worthy. However, I couldn't understand why I was there. And for a year into this, I served nearly 7 years in the
Oh my
camp.
goodness.
Okay, so in about a year in, I stopped hitting the phone against the wall, saying, "Get me out of here," to whoever I was on the phone with. And I hadn't, there it is, the aha breath, the God breath. I gave it up. I surrendered. Whether I knew I was surrendering or not, it was the best move I made. I began to teach wellness classes to my fellow women inmates. I was pivoted right back into being of service to others, not this high finance tech tycoon stuff or anything like that. And I liked it. It's like, okay, my sense of self, which was totally lost, that was my real crime. I lost my sense of self with the capital S. Lost her.
You do you know how that happened? How did you lose her?
Yeah, I just didn't look in the mirror enough, which is what I do now with fix my reflection first and live my best life ever. I wasn't liking what I saw. If I catch my reflection in a pane of glass, I used to joke, "Oh, you're so beautiful. You're so intelligent. You're communicative." Did I really mean it? Probably not. Because beauty and magnificence and strength is from, it's an inside job, it's the inside out. Now I'm healthy, fit, and vibrant in a body that reflects on the outside who I am on the inside. That's the mess. That's the first message, especially to women 40 and over. The incidence of all this stuff, this not so good stuff that happened to me, I said, "Look, I'm not going to die. I'm going to dance at your wedding and see my grandchildren," which both have happened. Okay. I didn't even know where that came from when I said it. It like another God thing. Okay. So, but then I made the decision. I am operating out of fear. I'm operating out of fear. How about faith, Rhonda? And I only believe in two emotions, fear and love. That's it.
Yeah.
So I said, this is your fear. You don't want to have these traditional things done to fix this breast cancer thing. And, but you're going to. I started chemo the next week. I went into a surgical center, another blessing, didn't have to stay in the hospital overnight. I had the lump extracted, didn't have to have a mastectomy. See, these are all blessings
Yeah,
to me.
blessings.
It's, people don't think they're, oh, they're going to get cancer, the C word.
Yeah.
And I remember again asking God, well, I know I'm going to be all right, but what do you think? You know, sort of like that. And I'm laying on a gurney. It's a beautiful day in Monterey, California. I had the best breast guy, they called him around, the surgeon. And I'm looking out the window. I'm in the gurney. The nurse, who will be my OR nurse, comes over to me and says, Rhonda, can I help you? You need something? I go, no, just having a little talk with God. And she said, that's good. Okay. And she looked at my hair. It was like peach fuzz coming back. And she says, look, your hair's coming back. And I go, oh, yeah, it is now that you mention it. And she pulled back her skull cap and she said, maybe it'll come back curly like mine. There's my sign. God bumps. Here we go. There was my sign. This is a woman that had gone through what I've gone through, and she's back. She's back to help
Beautiful.
others. And I said, okay, thank you, God. Got through that, go through the radiation treatments, everything, and the bell rings. You get to ring a bell when you're done with radiation.
Yeah, that's
And
a wonderful moment.
it is a wonderful moment. So all this time, I was learning, at least subconsciously. I had this stuff. I had this thing across my forehead, ex-con. I had this thing, breast cancer. You've got to look at a war scar on your right breast. You're still whole, perfect, and complete, just the way you are. And the gal who didn't like hospitals was back teaching support groups to women with incidents of breast cancer every week. Okay, so I was being pivoted back once again, being of service to others. And then after that, two divorces nearly simultaneously. And it was like, that was the kicker. That was the worst thing. When people say, how did you get through it? I found the gift and the blessing, but it's essential to use gratitude as well as forgiveness, beginning with yourself. Be grateful for who you are and forgive yourself for your past. And look in that mirror and say, I love you, love you, love you, just the way you are. I esteem you. I respect you. I appreciate you, just the way you are. And then you're going to fall in love with who you're becoming.
Right. So I have a question for you about that
Yes.
because as a coach, we understand those principles. Somebody might hear that and think, I'm okay the way I am, so I don't have a responsibility to grow, change, develop, reach, stretch. That's not what you're saying, right?
Not at all what I'm saying. And to anybody thinking that and wishing that that's what I was saying, first of all, I'm not saying it. And second, okay, if you buy that, how's that working for you?
How's that working?
How's that
Exactly.
working? Okay, how's that working for you? Are you living the life you desire? Are you being the best version of yourself?
Right.
Maybe you are, then okay, great. Then you're
Okay.
enough just as you are. But if there's a little inkling in there that says, I could do better. This is not the best I can do. I can do better.
So we hold two things true at the same time. I'm complete, I'm worthy, I'm enough. And because I'm confident in that, I have the courage to grow and to reach and to let take that long look in the mirror. I don't have to walk away condemning myself. I
Right.
can walk away saying, I love me. And because I do, just like a parent that we love our children, that doesn't mean I don't want you to grow anymore. I want you
Right.
to continue to grow and develop and learn and educate. So two things we hold at the same time, yes?
Absolutely. And in my case, Rhonda, the parent, was speaking to little Rhonda.
Yeah.
Come on now. Come on. And I think one thing I realized is all that people-pleasing stuff brought to me just what I brought to myself. to learn. To learn, I'm okay. I don't have to please everybody. How about pleasing myself? You know, selfishness, the most selfless thing a woman can do. I'm not talking about to be selfish and not be kind to others and not be empathic or compassionate. I'm talking about take care of yourself first. Or who are you going to take care of? Stop kidding yourself. That's where the breaking point begins. When you're just so strong about pleasing someone to be liked and loved. These days, I want to be liked and loved for who I am. Who I am. Do I care about what other people think? Not really. I don't. I care, but I don't care. I care about what I think when I look in that mirror. And for those who are squeamish about doing that, start now. Start now and have a talk with yourself and name three things that you like about yourself. Boy, as women, we get in that mirror just before we came on. I'm fidgeting with my hair. I got my hair cut yesterday and it was like, oh God, this is not working. And so, but you see how we do that? But I can joke about it. I can kid about it. And this is where it begins with fixing your reflection first. It's easy, okay? It's not, it's hard though, okay? It's like you said, it's easy and it's hard. But the more you do it, the more you practice it.
The more you become aware of it, you know, I imagine there's a relapse now and again into people pleasing. I know I relapse now and again, and then I have to come back to, and sometimes it's okay to be self-sacrificing. Sometimes it's okay to say, I'm doing this. It's not really what I want to do, but it's the right thing to do. That's okay. But as a rule in the way that I live, I don't want my voice to be so lost that I'm not being honest about how I'm feeling. And we do that emotionally, we do it physically, we do it spiritually. We don't always tell the truth about the pain that we're experiencing because we don't want to rock the boat. And so we just keep absorbing and absorbing. It's like, that's toxic. That's not healthy. So, to your point, being selfish is self-care. This is what I need to tell you or need to have changed or different. That's okay, it's fair. We can have it that way. We don't have to just sit there and endure, right?
Absolutely. You know, that's our right, but it's also our obligation for that self-care. In 2005, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I began to, you know, I have a background in the emotions and the thoughts of a psychotherapist, right? Delve into it, and I dove into it, and as I delved more in, research bears, Harvard is one prominent study, that incidence of breast cancer in women, because men get breast cancer as well, incidence of breast cancer in women is because we do not nourish or nurture ourselves. The people pleasers, okay? Not nourishing and nurturing ourselves. For me, that wasn't the doorway opened, that alchemist hat went on for many reasons, but breast cancer was the trigger. To awaken hearts and minds, and most especially spirit, to our innate power from within, our authentic power from within. That's the power to thrive rather than merely survive. That's the power to say, I'm okay, I'm good the way I am, but I'm going to thrive now. I'm going to thrive regardless of situation, circumstance, or happenstance. In some incredible situations, I didn't know why I was there. Well, I knew, but I didn't. Okay, but I got on the track really quick because as I got on track, I not only began to heal, I became the best version of myself. I call it my godling self, not merely my earthling self. See, we all have that within us, but do we use the excuse, oh, I'm only human? And you know, first of all, change is the nature of life. The nature of life is
It's well said.
change. Is change. Human nature, however, is to resist change. All right? That's what human nature is. So understand as well, if you want to live the life you desire, you know, it may be some hard things that you have to do. You need to have some breakthroughs, not breakdowns, but you need to be real and honest with yourself and say, oh, I'm messing up again. I'm doing it again. I believe one term is backsliding. Yeah. Okay. Backsliding, right? But catch yourself. I'm not immune to anything, that not so good stuff, even though I live and breathe this all day. It's, but I know what to do, and I know, okay, remember, mess turns into message. Mess turns into message. My messes have turned into a message for me that through the age of technology, I can help others. I can be of service to others in one way, shape, or form.
Yes. And you're doing that. You're an author, a speaker, a coach, and you're sharing and helping other women, especially those 40 and over, to reshape the way they think about midlife, to transition and transform into being the best version of themselves thus far. What's next for you? What are you currently doing now?
Well, I'm doing a few things. I'm doing the next cohort of my 12-week group coaching, Fix Your Reflection First and Live Your Best Life Ever. And I'm writing a book because I call it my big girl book. I'm a contributing author to three or four books. One, incidentally, has Oprah Winfrey and Melinda Gates in it, America's leading ladies who powerfully empower the world. But this book is titled Growing Where You Are Planted, Your Guide to Being the Best Version of Yourself. So that's, towards
Beautiful.
the end of spring, that'll be going to a publisher because I've been in situations I never thought I would be in. I had the choice to die or to grow. To wither. I'm not going to wither. No, martyrdom and victimhood has never been attractive on me.
And it's rarely attractive on anyone.
On anyone. That's right.
Yeah,
So those
well.
are in the works right now.
Upcoming book, we can't wait to read it, Grow Where You're Planted by Rhonda Farah. And thank you so much. And as an author myself, I know that that is no easy feat to write a book. It is birthing a baby. It is birthing. It's arduous, but so well worth it once it's been birthed into the world. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
So as our time is up today, where can people find you? And last words for any woman listening.
Absolutely. You can find me. My website is helpmerondanow.com. Helpmerondanow, RHONDA, now.com. My email is rhonda@helpmerondanow.com. I welcome all questions and comments. And I will
Beautiful.
respond to you personally. And
Nice.
in closing, who's ever listening and watching, understand that whatever struggle, whatever challenge, whatever sorrows you are going through right now, you are not alone. Reach out. Reach out to a trusted friend, reach out to a practitioner, whether it's me or someone else, reach out. You are not alone. Find your gift and the blessing with whatever you're going through. And as you travel down that tunnel, we are all journeying down one tunnel or another. There are struggles, there are challenges, and there are sorrows. The light coming at us is not a train. The light, it isn't. The light coming at us is the way, the truth, the guidance to be the best version of ourselves, if we choose, if we choose. And as I invite all audiences, whether I'm ho a host or a guest, my invitation to all listening and watching is to treat life as if it were ice cream and enjoy it before it melts.
Oh, so good. Enjoy it before it
Yeah.
melts. Beautiful. Our guest today again, Rhonda Farah. So thankful for you and glad that you're here with us. And for those that are listening, we've talked a lot today about identity and who you are and calling forward those things that are inside of you and awakening those things. I also have a gift I want to give you. And so visit the website Brave Hearted Woman. There I have a free download of the affirmations that will empower you and reframe the way you think, but also take the 7-day identity challenge and learn who you truly are, not from what I think you are, but how your creator speaks of you. Again, the 7-day identity challenge. So I'm going to leave you like I always do, brave hearted women. Wonderful to see you. Is it your time? Find your vision and live your dream. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me today and igniting your brave. Trust me, you'll never be the same. Now, for my free gift, make sure you click the link in our show notes. And to find out more about me, my books, or my amazing coaching course, visit braveheartedwoman.com. If you found help in this podcast, please like it, follow, and review me. It helps get the word out and up those algorithms so more amazing Bravehearts can find this message. You can also share it on your social media platforms or with someone you know who can really benefit. You can find my latest book, The Making of a Bravehearted Woman: Courage, Confidence, and Vision in Midlife, on Amazon and all the usual suspects. All right, this is Dawn Damon, as always, saying, find your brave and live your dreams.